Okay, our next speaker is Kristen Hudson with Dickinson Wright PLLC in Austin. Kristen represents businesses and individuals in federal and state courts across the country, advising clients on disputes ranging from privacy and data breach issues to business and statutory torts, including claims under the False Claims Act. In addition to her litigation experience, Kristen has served as general counsel for a mid-sized law firm with offices in multiple states, and has been seconded. I went to law school, I don't know these things. And has seconded to clients for extended periods, including a large energy company and a UK-based insurance company. She is knowledgeable on all types of first and third party commercial liability policies, including cyber liability. Kristen is also adjunct faculty at UIC Law School, that's University of Illinois, Chicago, where she coaches the award-winning Willem C. Viss International Moot Arbitration Team. That's impressive. And her full bio is included in your course materials. Please welcome Kristen Hudson.
Good morning. I'm a pretty loud speaker, so I'm not sure I necessarily need this microphone. I'm happy to be here with you this morning. I wanted to test the clicker. Before we get too far into today's agenda, I wanted to give a shout out to Kyler Rose. Kyler, can you wave? Kyler is a summer associate at Dickinson Wright, and he is a rising 2L here at UT Law. And I'm grateful for his research assistance and thought leadership in putting together today's program. We're very lucky to have Kyler, and so is UT, so thank you, Kyler, for your help. In the next 40-ish minutes, we are going to take a look at some of the most significant cyber incidents that have occurred in the past year and a half. What's going on in terms of liability and defenses to those claims and how those are playing out in the courts, and some best practices that businesses can implement in order to mitigate the risk of these cyber incidences. So with that, all news today tends to be quite sobering, and this is no exception. In 2021, 45% of U.S. companies experienced a data breach. On average, it takes 287 days to identify and contain a breach. That's 212 days to identify the breach and 75 days to contain it. And that is more than half a year. 294 million people were impacted by data breaches in 2021, and that's probably a low estimate. And then PII, personally identified information, costs a company about $180 per lost or stolen record. What happens to companies when they experience a data breach is also upsetting. They tend to underperform in the market on average by 8.6%. per year, or 1 year after the data breach, 11.9% 2 years after a data breach, and 15.6% 3 years after a data breach. Now, that suggests that the damage that's caused by a data breach gets worse and worse, and especially when we look at the time that it takes to discover and contain a data breach. Now, what we're going to see in some of these claims is that when a data breach happens or a cyber incident occurs, claims tend to appear in clusters. So it's not enough that you might get hit by a putative class action, which is a common claim that arises out of a data breach, but also you would likely find some tag-along claims that are going to attack the directors and officers of the corporation, shareholder derivative actions, and securities class action claims. But first, oh, Well, let's look at the cost of that.